Chris Brown, Riding High. Brand new CD out, Fame. It's out today. Already has 3 number one hits, a fourth one climbing the charts, and the album is number one on iTunes today. It's a far cry from the last time the two of us sat down, just months after he pled guilty to felony assault. He took responsibility for hitting his then-girlfriend, Rihanna, and has spent the last 2 years rebuilding his life and career. My hair has grown a great deal since the last time I saw you two. Chris Brown, how are you?
I'm pretty good, yeah. Everything's good, yeah.
And thank you for sitting down for just a moment before. It's all about the music. Your fans are here, but you have been very good about talking with me a little bit about this, because we've gone through it and talked about it when I went to your home. What's going on now is that recently the restraining order against you that Rihanna had had issued has been relaxed. Have you all... you can go to events and be in the same room. Have you all seen each other, been around each other?
I mean, not really. I mean, it's not really a big deal to me now as far as that situation. I think I'm past that in my life, and I think today is the album day, so that's what I'm focused on. So everybody go get that album.
And that is something that we are here to talk about, but thank you very much for willing to do that. Fame. F-A-M-E.
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
Fame. Forgiving all my enemies, and definitely fans are my everything, and that meaning, like, you know, being able to go through everything I went through and show my fans that I love them, you know? That's what it is, and fans are my everything.
When you say forgive all your enemies, who do you consider your enemies?
Just anybody, naysayers, haters, whatever the case may be. I just think, you know, being positive and promoting that is what I'm about, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, but you can understand how some people, you know, that was very serious, what you went through and what happened, and even the judge, though, afterwards said that you had served your time as far as the community service and that and moving on. But have you been able to? How have you been able to?
Focusing on this album, you know. I think this album is what, you know, I want people to hear and want people to really get into. So definitely this album is what I want them to talk about, and not the kind of stuff that happened 2 years ago.
I understand that. And thank you for allowing me to go back that way, because there have been a lot of people that were tweeting about it. But you do see the people that are out here, and it is about your music, and they have stood by you through thick and thin. So what is it about the music for you that helps you?
You know, it enables me to, you know, escape and be able to reach my fans, because I think when you come to mainstream America and you come to different places in the world, people always want to, you know, bring what the situation we're bringing up now. And I think eventually, like, it's just about my fans, you know. It's not about that. Like, I'm doing this for my fans, so I could care less what anybody else thinks.